Chapter 10 Piltdown Man Comprehension Passage Read this passage. One of the most famous hoaxes of all time took place in England, and the victims of the hoax were many of the most famous scientists of the time. In the late 19th and early 20th centuries, many fossils were found in France and Germany, which helped to explain the early history of man. Fossil creatures, known as Neanderthal man and Cro-Magnon man, were changing previous ideas of man's development. Scientists in Britain were envious of these discoveries and hoped that some similar fossils would be found in Britain. Before long, their prayers were answered in 1912 when Charles Dawson, an amateur fossil hunter, found parts of a skull and jawbone in an area called Piltdown in the south of England. The skull seemed to be human, but the jaw was like an ape's. Scientists were very excited by the fossils. They thought they must have come from a creature, half man and half ape, a kind of missing link between modern man and the apes. Some scientists disagreed about the exact details of the ancient ape man, but they all agreed that it was an important discovery. The creature was called Piltdown Man. And Charles Dawson became very famous. The truth about Piltdown Man was not discovered until many years later, in 1953, when new dating tests were developed. The tests were conducted on the Piltdown fossils and showed that the fossils were fake. The skull was human, but the jawbone was from an orangutan. The skull was dated at A.D. 1230, so it probably came from an old graveyard. The jaw was very new, but it had been stained to make it look old. By the time the truth was known, Charles Dawson had died, so he couldn't answer any questions about his discoveries. However, it seems likely that he was the hoaxer. Probably with help from someone else. All the scientists who had been fooled tried to explain how clever and ingenious the hoax had been. But the truth was that if they hadn't wanted the hoax to be true, they would never have believed it at all.